Indians and Dodgers finishing off a three-game set at Progressive Field. The Indians looking to avoid a sweep. Terry Francona looks confident. Why not? Edwin Encarnacion up in the second with a 4-0 lead.
And the 20th of the third is a fly ball to left field. It's on its way, and it is gone. It's 5-0 Indians, and Fred Encarnacion, his 13th home run of the year. Kike Hernandez on deck, and then Austin Barnes, and there's a line drive deep down the right field line, and it is a home run, a screaming line drive that just got over the wall. That was about as hard to hit a home run as you've ever seen, and it was only about 10, 12 feet off the ground from the time of impact until the time of landing. What a shot by Bellinger, his 18th home run of the year. The Dodgers have cut the Indian lead to 5-1. Now the pitch. Into center. Zimmer going back. It's over his head. And it's gone. A home run. A shot for Chris Taylor. The Dodgers now have moved to within a run. It's 5-4. 1-0. Fly ball deep to right center field. That one is on its way, and it is gone. A three-run pinch hit home run for Lonnie Chisenhall. Dodgers get back to within one, but not for long. It is 8-4 Cleveland.
The Indians go on to win it 12-5. Jose Ramirez and Encarnacion combined for 6 hits, 3 RBIs, and 6 runs scored. Bellinger has 18 homers in 47 games in his career. The only player with more in 50 games is Gary Sanchez, who hit 19 with the Yankees last season. The Dodgers unable to finish off the sweep, and much of the blame rests on Rich Hill's arm. He falls to just 3-3 on the season. He goes 4-plus innings, allows 7 earned runs on 8 hits. He walked 2 and struck out 4. The Dodgers' road trip continues on Friday as they're in Cincinnati. Alex Wood will get the start in the series opener.